Hello again and welcome to Studies in the Gospels, heard each week right here on the Gospel Radio Network every Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, where each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. My name is Chris McAleer, your host for this program, and at this time in our studies we are examining Jesus' last days with his apostles. Right now, we are in the midst of our study of Christ's farewell discourses. And last week, we looked at John chapter 14, and today we're going to consider John chapter 15. Let's go there now and look at our text. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Now, as we go back through our text, we find first that Jesus is the true vine. We go back to the first six verses. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch, and is withered. And they gather them, and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Now chapter 15 is still, in all likelihood, taking place in the upper room. Jesus and the disciples had just partaken the Passover supper, which included the fruit of the vine. Jesus points out to the disciples that he is the true vine. Israel had been a vine that was dying and about to be pruned since it was not bearing fruit in the vineyard of the Lord. Jesus refers to the disciples, the church, as the branches that are connected to the true vine when we abide in him. Many false teachers today try to equate the branches to the various denominations of the world today. But there is nothing here to suggest that. For he spoke to those who truly followed him and his teachings only, not the teachings of men. Branches that do not bear fruit are cut down and thrown into the fire. Judas would be pruned from the vine, and the faithful 11 would be nurtured by the Lord. Now verse 4 points out to us a conditional requirement for blessings. Jesus said, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. When a saint abides in the doctrine of Christ, the Lord will in turn abide in him. A saint must walk in harmony with Christ in order for Christ to abide in him. Think of the words of the prophet Amos in chapter 3 and verse 3. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Verse 6 says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Those disciples that do not fruitfully abide in Christ will be pruned and cast off. They fall from grace. They die, and it is quickly like a cut off branch from the vine. It dries up. Verses 7 and 8 say, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Again, the incredible blessings of abiding in Jesus Christ. The one who abides in Christ will have his prayers heard and answered. The reason is that the one truly abiding in Christ will seek only the will of the Father in his prayers. The Father is glorified by the Christian that loves Jesus and keeps his commandments. The Christian that abides in Christ will be fruitful. Those who are not fruitful are not abiding in Christ. It is essential that we continually abide in Christ. Verses 9 and 10. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Do you see the great connecting thread of the love of God and man? The Father loves the Son. The Son loves his disciples. And the disciple is charged to remain in the love of Christ. And this connects us to the Father. We do this by keeping the commandments. Jesus stayed one with the Father by keeping the precepts of the Father. And we stay one and in full love and fellowship with God by keeping the commandments and being filled with love. If we do not keep the commandments, we do not love. Verse 11 says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Like once again, what blessings for those who abide in Christ. A life that is full of joy. The life of the Christian faithfully abiding in Christ Jesus. Verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Some of our brethren at times tend to act as if love is an optional matter. But we are commanded to love. Jesus Christ loved us, and the least we can do in return is to love one another. The ultimate love is found in verse 13, the willingness to lay down one's life for a friend. That is the love Jesus had for us. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. The just one died for the unjust. There should be nothing that one would not do for a fellow Christian. Jesus also points out that if we keep his commandments, we are his friends. That we are holding a high place in his courts. A friend is given more information than a servant is given. There is a greater nearness in the relationship. Those who say they are in Christ but do not keep his commandments are liars, and they, in fact, have zero fellowship with God. Verse 17 sums up what Jesus is trying to convey to us. Love one another. These things I command you, that you love one another. Verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. The world will not look at Christians as we look at each other. If you display the light of Christ in your life, the world is going to hate you. And if you've never felt the hatred of the world, it might be time for some self-examination. The world will hate a Christian because a Christian is not like the world. And so we understand why the church is so hated around the world. Because the church is not like the world. Notice verse 20. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Jesus promised persecution toward us. Jesus had come, and all the signs, miracles, and wonders gave proof that he was the Son of God. Yet, they rejected the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there was no excuse that could be made for the failure to believe in Jesus the Christ. Verse 25 sums this section up pretty well. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. And now when we get to verse 26, Jesus now speaks concerning the Holy Spirit, whom he will send when he returns to the Father. 26. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Within the scriptures, the Holy Spirit is referred to by several very fitting names: the Helper, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. The Holy Spirit's message is absolute truth. It is the very words of God. The Holy Spirit searches the things of God and has revealed them to man. The inspired men, the apostles, and those upon whom they laid hands received the revelations and through the Spirit wrote these revelations. And we are now thoroughly equipped because of these preserved writings. The perfect word has been passed to us, and we no longer need direct revelation, which died out with the death of the last of the apostles and the last of those upon whom they had laid hands. Praise be to God for this precious book, divine. Brother Robert Taylor Jr. had these conclusions concerning chapter 15. He said that, minus Jesus, there is positively no spiritual life for any of us. Denominationalism finds no leg on which to stand in the teaching of the vine and the branches. We have been saved to bear fruit. And finally, God has linked love and commandment, keeping. And we had better not sever what God has joined. Thank you for joining me today. Lessons for us from John chapter 15. And next week, if the Lord's wills and we're together, we'll continue in Jesus' final discourses when we can consider and look at John chapter 16. I hope you'll join me then. Remember, our program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. Stay tuned through the day for the rest of the programming here on the network. And if the Lord wills, we'll see you again next week at this same time. So until then, have a great day today, and may the Lord bless you. So long.